Well, my next guest has been here before. She is the co-founder of Michigan Trump Republicans. And right now she's driving through the heart of Wisconsin where she was hanging out with some folks watching the debate yesterday. Michonne Maddock, welcome back to the program.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Always good to have you. All right, so I saw a lot of crazy ideas put forth yesterday. Elizabeth Warren will not tell us the obvious truth that she would have to raise taxes dramatically on everyone. She won't admit it. Let's see. Beto O'Rourke is going to take our guns away. Joe Biden is clipping coupons the Wall Street, wherever. Anyhow, it's a complete mess. He's completely incoherent, right? He's clipping coupons at the stock market. That's what it is. Anyhow, what do you make of it?
I think the one of the points that you missed that was one of the funniest for me is that Tulsi Gabbard is calling out the fake news.
Well, there is that.
I mean, that was perfect, too. She's calling out CNN and the New York Times for, their fake news stories on her. Honestly, that entire stage last night, well, the president said it the best in his tweet yesterday. He said they're a bunch of losers. So I'm only repeating what my president said. I like to call them the clown car because that's how I picture it. I picture this clown car pulling up in front of, the auditorium in Ohio and them all pouring out of the car with pot smoke billowing out with them.
Well, yeah, well, clearly with some of them, they partake, they must. I mean, how could they not?
Well, Kamala Harris, I mean, that woman she is on something. I don't know what it is, but she is so groovy up there, too.
Well, yeah, Tulsi Gabbard put a bullet in her long ago. Kamala Harris is done, rhetorically speaking. Joe Biden, his campaign, it ended last night. Whether he realizes it or not, the campaign for Joe Biden is over. Bernie Sanders will hang on because AOC, Tlaib, and Omar are endorsing him today. And so what? So you really got Elizabeth Warren is your front runner. That's it. Warren is the front runner. Unbelievable, but here she is, the front runner. And there is nobody else on that stage that's going to take it away from her, and she can't win.
No, I know. So it's a beautiful thing. I mean, every single time these people take the stage, all they do right now is fire up the Trump base.
Now tell me about the people you were with.
I was in a room last night. People were having a party watching because it's like a comedy show.
Now let me ask you, the room you were in Wisconsin last night, what town were you in?
Mm-hmm. Waukesha, Wisconsin.
All right, I've been there.
I know
Waukesha.
How to pronounce that.
Waukesha, lovely town. Oconomowoc is harder to say, but it doesn't matter. Anyhow, the point being is this. Anybody in the room that did not vote for Trump in 2016 that will this time around?
Yeah, there were a couple of women in the room. One of them is an Indian woman. She's a leader within her church and her community, and I got a chance to spend some time with her, a wonderful woman, business owner, who was talking about how they just can't believe the prosperity that their community is living under in Wisconsin under this president, and how she's organizing people within her faith and her community to support the president. So it's women like that that we're reaching out to with Women for Trump, women who might have been hesitant back in 2016 or just didn't show up and vote at all, or they voted for him but they did it reluctantly and now they're convinced. And we need those women now to reach out to their circle of influence and convince these other women, who are enjoying the life that they're living right now under this president, but they're still hesitant. Those are the people we're looking for.
And you're finding them. That's the point, Michonne. You're finding them out there because, like you said, I don't know how many people were in the room with you last night, but two new voters for Trump, and that's one room, and then there's another room with a couple more and a few more over there.
Yep.
Because people are seeing that prosperity. There's no question.
Yeah. There's still going to be the silent majority. It's going to be the same thing. It's the people who love what they're seeing. They're disgusted by the radical left. They're disgusted by what they're seeing. That's why AOC and, even in Michigan. I mean, we exposed Haley Stevens 2 weeks ago. She's radical. She's auditioning for the squad. The more we expose these people for what they really are, the better it is for our president, because everyone around them is going to be disgusted with it, and they're all going to show up. And I believe the president is going to sweep through states like Minnesota, Michigan, Wisconsin, and it's going to be a glorious day.
Yeah, also throw in New Hampshire and Virginia. That's what Moody's is predicting possibly Nevada on the pile as well, and the list goes on. I mean, go ahead.
Pennsylvania.
Oh, yeah, Pennsylvania for sure. We were there before, but, I mean, he's going to add states to the pile, that being Minnesota, New Hampshire, Nevada, yeah. Virginia, those states getting added to the pile because as you look at what's going on, even people that say, you know, I don't like the president, I think he tweets too much, I don't like his personality. I met some over the weekend myself, but they all said the same thing. But why would I change anything? Everything's going so well. Why would I vote to change anything?
Right. And you know what? I think people are also getting kind of used to the president. I mean, there's that, too. So for all the scoffers out there, I mean, if you follow this president on Twitter, which I do, you know, you can wake up or you can pretty much guarantee that you're going to know what's going on from the leader of the free world directly to you every day on Twitter. We barely need a press corps anymore. We don't need all of those people that hang around the White House just waiting to hear from somebody like the president or the vice president to give them, you know, a little nugget of news. And how can anybody be against that? Love or hate his message, he's going directly to the American people and talking to them every day. I love that.
Well, he does, you know, and that's what irritates the media the most is because they don't have complete control of the message. By the way, the same thing happened in the 1930s, for people who need a little history lesson. FDR sidestepped the media and used a new medium called radio in the 1930s to give his message directly to the voters and the people, and they hated it then, too.
They hate it because they can't control it.
That's
what
right.
You just said. That is the only reason they hate it. The people love it.
Yeah, exactly right. But that's exactly so. New technology comes along. A candidate or a politician doesn't have to rely on the handmaidens or to suck up to the media. He says, no, I'm not doing that. Here you go. Here's what we're doing. And you're right. You can get an idea. Now, you may not always agree with it. You may not agree with him much at all. But when you do, you can find out. And when you don't, you can find out.
Exactly.
There you go.
And I can tell you, you can be rest assured. Women, first of all, there are only two genders on this entire planet. Okay? I'm here to tell you that, first of all, in case you need to be reminded.
All right.
And so when people ask me how important is the woman's vote, my answer is, well, obviously it's very important because we make up half the planet. The truth is there are no issues that are separate for women from men. There's nothing that matters to my husband that doesn't matter to me. And there aren't issues that are important to me that aren't important to him.
But he has more rights than you do.
Exactly.
Now, go ahead. Tell me what those rights are. I want to know what the rights are that he has that you don't.
President. It's fake news that women don't love the president. They do. They love the president. Look at the arenas. They're filled with women.
Oh, I was all just in Minneapolis Thursday.
You know, all the watch parties filled with women.
Yeah. I was just at the arena Thursday in Minneapolis. Trust me, I know. Real quickly, I'll give you the last word.
Well, just thank you so much for having me. I'm driving in heavy traffic coming home, and all I could hear, I know nothing about football, but when I stood in that room, all they wanted to tell me was how they beat the Lions the night before. So.
Yeah.
Go, Pat, go.
Yeah. Anyhow, all right, Michelle Maddock, greatly appreciate it. We'll talk again soon, my friend. Drive carefully.
Thanks, Steve. Bye-bye.
There you have it. You're listening to The Steve Gruber Show.
Are you finally ready to lose weight? I mean, for real this time. Sure, you've tried before, but when you didn't get anywhere, you gave up. Well, I have a solution. MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost. Hormonal imbalances are the root cause of not only your weight gain, but mood swings and discomfort, too. MyPureHealthSolutions.com has the technology to get to the root cause of your weight gain once and for all. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. We'll customize a program to fit your specific needs. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.
You never want to make that call to the insurance company. I know I don't, but when you have to, you have to. I'm Steve Gruber, and that's why I trust Mauer Foster Insurance. Just recently, I had to make that call. My truck got banged up, and it needed some work. I called Mauer Foster for answers. What a relief to deal with a team of professionals that knew exactly what I needed. It took one phone call, my repairs were in motion, and now I'm back on the road. So when anyone asks me, who do I trust for insurance? That's easy. Mauer Foster Insurance. In Lansing.
The average time a resume spends on an HR manager's desk is 7 seconds, and most of them are tossed aside. Now imagine if one of those resumes belonged to Yasmin, who was
living in a shelter, juggling three jobs. I had to be resilient. That's something that you can't teach.
Or if that resume was from someone who
worked 12-hour shifts at the recycling company with my dad, who's 72. That taught me a work ethic that I carry with me every day.
We rely so much on a resume, yet it could never tell the full story of someone.
Growing up where I did, a lot of things could have gotten in the way of my goals. But I learned to push through, and that's what I bring to work every day.
So maybe it's time we look beyond the resume and look to grads of life. Discover new ways to develop great talent that are so much more than what's on paper at gradsoflife.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Grads of Life and the Ad Council.